Welcome to St Mary's Hanwell, and welcome to our reflection for the Wednesday of Holy Week. My name is the Reverend Andrew Dand, and today our reflection will be led by our Associate Vicar, the Reverend Susie Dand. This year, as we approach Easter, we're focusing on hearing from God. One of the ways that we can do this is through prayerful reading and contemplation of Scripture. These daily reflections have been created to support us to do that as we journey together through Holy Week. You may have heard the term contemplation used in a variety of different ways, but in the Ignatian tradition, it specifically refers to a method of imaginative prayer. Ignatian contemplation allows us to see stories that we may have heard countless times with new eyes. We might notice different details, ask new questions, and find new ways that God is speaking directly to us. In this time of reflection, we will hear a reading from Mark's Gospel, followed by a space for contemplation. We'll listen to the reading a second time, allowing time to imaginatively enter into the story. At the end of this time, we'll join together in intercessions for the church and the world. So as we begin our reflection today, I encourage you to find a place to sit comfortably, to close your eyes, to take a deep breath and relax, and know that we are in the presence of God.
Before we read from Scripture, let us pray. Lord, I ask for the grace to know Jesus intimately, to love him more intensely, and so to follow him more closely. I place myself in the narrative of your gospel today. I listen to the words of Jesus, and I enter into conversation with you. Amen. As you listen to the passage from Mark's gospel, use your imagination to compose the scene. Draw on all your senses. What can you see? What can you hear? What can you smell? What do you feel? Reading from Mark chapter 14, verse 26. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. "You will all fall away," Jesus told them. "For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "Truly I tell you," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the cock crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. They went to the place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." When he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping, "Simon," he said to Peter, "are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping, because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." I wonder what you noticed. I wonder, could you picture the olive trees? Could you feel the dust on your feet as you walked with Jesus? Could you feel the stillness of the evening? And could you picture the face of Jesus as he prayed? Did you feel the heaviness of the air or the drowsiness of the disciples? As we read a second time, I wonder where you are in the scene. Are you Peter, sure you'll never desert Jesus? Or are you Jesus, wrestling in prayer, desperate to take a different course? Are you one of the disciples wanting to stay awake but drifting off to sleep? When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. "You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "Truly I tell you," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the cock crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. They went to the place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." When he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping, "Simon," he said to Peter, "are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping, because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." As you pictured yourself in the story, were there any moments that stood out to you? Did you notice anything new about Jesus or yourself? Spend some time in conversation with Jesus, sharing your reflections with him and listening to his response.
Let us pray to the Father through his Son, who suffered on the cross for the world's redemption. Fill with your Spirit Christ's broken body, the Church. Give to Christian people everywhere a deep longing to take up the cross and to understand its mysterious glory. By the Saviour's cross and passion,
Lord, save us and help us.
Bless those who lead the Church's worship at this solemn time. In the preaching of the word and the celebration of the sacraments, draw your people close to you. By the Saviour's cross and passion,
Lord, save us and help us.
Strengthen those who are preparing for baptism. Together with their teachers, sponsors and families, teach them what it means to die and rise with Christ and prepare them to receive the breath of his Spirit. By the Saviour's cross and passion,
Lord, save us and help us.
Look in your mercy upon the world you loved so much that you sent your Son to suffer and to die. Strengthen those who work to share the reconciliation won at such a cost upon the cross. By the Saviour's cross and passion,
Lord, save us and help us.
Bring healing by the wounds of Christ to all who are weighed down by pain and injustice. Help the lonely and the betrayed, the suffering and the dying, to find strength in the companionship of Jesus, and in his passion to know their salvation. By the Saviour's cross and passion,
Lord, save us and help us.
Welcome into paradise all who have left this world in your friendship. According to your promises, bring them with all your saints to share in all the benefits of Christ's death and resurrection. By the Saviour's cross and passion,
Lord, save us and help us.
Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy on us.
Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be partakers of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.